Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Right out of the gate, we got a call from Steve Bridges, the owner and program director and general manager. Steve Bridges.
Hey, it's radio's Mike O'Mara.
Hey, I have a question for all you guys out there. How pissed off are the Iowa fans at Stanford's pep band? That's my first question. I have to get that question answered in Iowa, and that's why we're calling you at KCJJ.
We'd be less pissed off if we wouldn't have pissed out our leg of the game.
Okay, I figured. You know what? That's the thing. Let me explain something to the rest of the country right now. We're calling Steve Bridges and Steve's new newsman.
Jim Hunter.
Jim Hunter out at KCJJ in Iowa City. And I will tell you this, the people of Iowa are nothing if not pragmatic. And I know that I was at a holiday cocktail party and ducked into the living room to sit down and enjoy my Bud Light and watch a couple of quarters of the Iowa game when I saw 35-0 at the end of the second quarter. And my, oh my, was I mighty disappointed. How are you recovering from that that moment? My thoughts go out. A buddy of mine that lived in Coralville traveled out there and was going to bring me back a Rose Bowl championship hat, and now I'm not getting it, and I'm very bummed out. How are you recovering from the Rose Bowl, Mr. Bridges?
Actually, we got a lot of that Rose Bowl memorabilia on our next radio auction tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I see why he's calling.
Yeah, he wants a plug.
He wants a plug.
That's
yes.
Okay. That's okay. He's had us on for a year. He's the only one. I tell people, do you know how difficult it is for me to explain that back in the day, I was a nationally syndicated radio personality, and now there is only one. And there is only one when I was kicked to the curb. By the CBS Broadcasting Corporation, I was kicked to the curb. That's kind of redundant. By the Columbia Broadcasting System. When I was kicked to the curb, there was only one beacon of light. There was only one shining star. And that man was Steve Bridges at the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa, where we are still broadcasting daily, Monday through Friday. And I'm forever grateful for that, Steve.
We're actually commemorating you guys on our new letterhead.
Really?
At the bottom it says KCJJ. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
That's good. I like that. Oh my goodness gracious!
We had a great season. The Hawks, 12-0, and it didn't.
That's nearly perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know we can live with that. The guys did their best, and that Stanford was just it's a great team.
It is a great team. What year is CJ Beathard in? What is he a senior?
No, he's going to be is he a senior?
He's going to be
a senior.
Do you follow the team, Steve?
You confuse me.
No, but I'm excited because that's the, he's the straw that stirs the drink, and I'm excited about him coming back for another season. They're going to have hopefully another really, really good season. But, I was just kind of curious about that whole Farmers.com debacle.
Some people made a big deal about it. It really wasn't any big deal. In fact, people in California who are, marketing themselves as an ag state and very heavily out here, they were more upset about it, I think, than we were.
Mm. Well, how are things? How are things out in the land of honest people and
good
and
folk.
Quality and good folk and quality food? That pork loin strip grill
tenderloin
thing that's breaded and what is it?
Tenderloin.
Is it okay. How are things in Iowa?
The best tenderloins are at the Midtown Family Restaurant on our radio auction tomorrow morning, beginning at 6.
Steve, I don't know if you've ever crunched the numbers, but what is the average savings on everything bought on the auction?
You know, I'm glad you asked me, Rob. crunching the numbers. 44% of the retail, actually 95% of the food is 60% off.
I'm confused.
That's 90% of the food. Huh. 60%. All right, let me ask you this. This is obviously for the local market out there, the KCJJ listeners in Iowa and Iowa City and surrounding. So, what is your dream deal tomorrow that might motivate someone from across the fruited plain to actually get on a plane and fly to Iowa to take advantage of the deal, Steve? There's the softball setup. I can't tee it up for you any better than that.
We've got a remote start from Linex and Auto Toys of Iowa City. We've got a remote start that's going to be a bargain. You go out in the cold weather, you get in your cold car, you breathe in that cold air, you get pneumonia, and you die. And we can save you from that. At bargain prices.
Oh, my God. We have now been joined by Oscar Santana. Oscar, we jumped in a little early today because we had some contact from our good friend, Mr. Steve Bridges at KCJJ.
Oh, Steve.
At the Mighty 1630. So say hi to Oscar. He's here, Steve. Say
Happy
hello.
New Year.
My wife has got it for you, Oscar.
Oh, nice.
What does that even mean?
Tell her to send me a
She's horny pick. For him, Rob. She's horny. She wants to do him.
No, she's not horny. Listen, I ended sex for her.
That's great.
Actually, it was me and the cancer. But anyway,
the cancer. Oh my God!
She just thinks Oscar's the best. She just.
I think she's the best.
When we were out there this summer. She just fell in love with you.
Well, you know what? I will tell you this. That would lead to the next question. What the hell's wrong with her if she thinks that?
Yeah.
I work with a bunch of jerks, Steve. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, now, let's do this, Steve. While we got you, you have a minute here. Do you have a minute? Because I have a minute. You know, I mean, I'm doing a podcast. You're doing a radio show. I want to put the spotlight on old Whiskers over there, your new newsman, because Old Tommy would jump in. And congratulations, by the way, a round of applause for Tommy Lang back on KCJJ. Woo! And Tommy, Tommy would jump in periodically, but Jim over here, I don't know anything about you, and I'm curious about you. So tell me a little bit about you, Jim. Where do you hail from?
Well, I am from the Quad Cities, Davenport, Iowa. I worked there for 35 years on and off in radio. Spent 12 years programming a classic rock station and for Clear Channel until I was unceremoniously.
Did you say
before Christmas in 19?
Did you say you were a program director?
I was.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm terribly sorry. We've lost the connection.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is an old expression. People say this. They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It's a bananas insulting expression to an entire gender. You know what that expression means? It means, why would you marry a woman if she's already having sex with you? Which has nothing to do with what relationships are even like anymore. Now it's like, why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're gonna buy it, and you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are. And the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast for the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it and you do too. Did I? I know there's a little skip.
I know you hit it.
Nailed it.
I just have to ask the boys because Billy Idol comes from Washington. Mike O'Mara comes from South Florida, and there's a little technical thing in between.
Couldn't tell, Mike. It's all in your head because it was perfect.
It was.
That's delightful. Well, my head's messed up lately, as you know. Anyway, the show today brought to you by Club W. One of the great pleasures in life is coming home and relaxing with a nice glass of wine.
Here, here.
One of the great tragedies in life is when you don't have wine to enjoy. Cue the doom sound effect. Well, with Club W, you never have to worry about being wine-free again. Club W is the revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. Not only do they send you wine, they send you wine that you'll love. Thanks to their easy 6-question palate profile quiz, Club W makes sure every bottle you receive is tailored to your taste. This is a brilliant concept for wine drinkers. You don't need to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send. They even offer a no-risk guarantee that you will absolutely love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, Club W cuts out the middleman and saves you money, too.
Good.
Right now, Club W is offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't forget that part. And get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. Cheers, everybody. Enjoy your January drinking wine. Just hole up in a cold house and swill wine all day.
That's a good plan. Good way to do it.
Absolutely. Well, what a pleasure it always is talking to Steve Bridges. Now I feel, you know how I am, right? I'll do something because I think it's funny, and then I'm racked with guilt.
Why are you guilty?
I'm guilty because I really think we should call them back, and I should say I'm sorry.
Do you really think so?
Well, we were starting to get to know him, but he is a program director, and that's why he's been quiet.
Former program director.
Yeah.
Given that.
And technically, I'm a former program director.
And now, Mike, he's a newsman.
Yes, this is true.
I also had a joke ready for him. Just waiting.
Oscar grabbed a napkin and tried to find a pen the minute he sat down because he was show prepping.
Yes.
Well, can you share? He was just show prepping about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, yes. You know, he's a few ounces lighter. You ever see a dog after he drops a deuce and he's got super energy?
So excited.
That's the way Oscar ran into the studio. Chased his tail, dragged his ass on the floor.
Oscar is like, if Oscar was a dog, when he sniffs this building, it goes right to his sphincter.
That's my
territory. Exactly what happens.
Time your territory. To relax.
That's right.
Because you're still, you know what? Yeah, my theory on that is the reason you...
Still waking up.
The reason you growl
still
in this building.
Still waking up.
My reason is, I think, yes, you're comfortable. You've been with your lady for years. Everything's fine. But you still prefer to drop your little deucey-deuce here when you're not around her because you got a small place.
There's only one bathroom, and it's next to the bedroom.
Your relationship is so different from mine. Last night, I came home, and I had eaten very little during the day to the point where occasionally my jailer, otherwise known as Carla, will give me a snack at night. And she said, I've got something that will be great for you, and you will love it, and it will be low in fat, and you'll enjoy it. She made me a concoction of ground turkey that we had used for another meal.
Already cooked, right?
And refried beans. And this was the conversation today.
God. Yum!
I said to her, I said, man, these smell like yours. Come on in here. And we actually did that with each other.
Yeah.
Because I don't,
what
as
a
you
relationship
know,
you got there.
Well, we do have a close relationship, but that's the thing. It's not, but the thing about
we'll get there one day, hopefully.
And
well,
you know what? You don't need to run to it. It'll happen, but it's no great thing. I mean,
I when she's in there for a long time, this is really embarrassing.
Yes, well, not for you.
For her. I will go and knock on the door and ask her, "Hey, is everything okay?"
Oh, you see, you should do the standard joke is, did you fall in?
No, just to embarrass her. And she goes, what are you doing? I'm saying, I'm just seeing if you're okay.
Yeah.
Because I know what she's doing in there.
Of course.
Right.
She just
right.
doesn't want me to know what she's doing in there.
She's doing some anal yoga.
But I ask her.
Oh, God. Gross. God, you gross it out so bad. You just don't. So we can't have the discussion anymore.
I knock on the door.
I'm the one who made it gross.
I knock on the door and I embarrass her is what I do.
Well, that's good.
So she can do it at work or at the yoga studio and anywhere else.
The thing is that keeps laughter in the relationship, and that keeps the relationship young.
Keep it young.
Carrie hasn't laughed since 1998.
Wonderful. That's so wonderful.
Carrie laughed and said, let's watch Friends. It's still on the air.
So I want to call. I want to call the guy.
Let's
I know
call
we're,
him back.
Like, I know
I
we're
have
totally
a joke.
Out of sync.
I have a
hey,
joke.
By the way, we've got our mailbag, so fear not. We are going to do our birthdays today. So and our mailbag. It's not just birthdays.
Yes,
but let's call KCJJ back. Are you able to do that?
Boom, bam,
Bloom. Mm. All right,
he's in.
Bloom. It's Bloom's Day.
Bloom's Day.
Let's see. It's 8:25 there, so they're not in the police reports yet.
All right.
Let's see. Let's see.
Oh no!
What happened?
Might be in a commercial break. You never know.
Hello.
Hey, are you guys still on the air?
Yeah. Was I with you?
No. Here's what happened. So when we were talking to Jim, and Jim, I just wanted you to know we were doing shtick. So as soon as you said you were a program director, we hung up, and we wanted to have the sound of the hanging up, but Pony got it wrong, so it didn't really work, and the whole bit kind of flopped, and then we got on to other things. Then we had a glitch that we had to fix, so everything like turned to total crap.
But I've got a joke. I have
but
a
Oscar
joke
has
as well.
A joke. Do you have a joke for Steve or for Jim?
Is it a
Jim,
joke or a bit?
It's for Jim. It's not a bit. Don't think too much about it. It's just a question.
Too late.
All right. So my bit, just so they know, was hang up on the program director thing, and that was the I've done that for years. If anybody, but
just,
go ahead,
just
Oscar.
What we do here on the program, Jim.
That's what we do.
It's a pleasure. If you had to F, marry, kill Tommy Lang, Tom Suter, or Steve Bridges, which one?
Good
one.
That's a F, marry, kill Tommy Lang, Tom Suter, and Steve Bridges.
Yes.
We're playing F, marry, kill with Jim. Jim, go ahead.
Okay, F. Suter.
Wow. Yeah. Hold on. You know what? Before,
hold on a second.
Jim, before you move on, let me say this is always an entertaining road to go down, but you answered that really creepily fast.
Well, no, and I will tell you, and here's, you want something more creepy?
Yeah.
I've met all these people. I'd answer it the exact same way with the same amount of speed.
I think you're right. Well, maybe you're right.
It's very nice. For your age, it's exceptional. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, all right, so now we're on to marry or kill.
I'd marry the captain.
He would treat you right.
And unfortunately, default, you have to kill Tommy.
You have to kill Tommy.
Unless he killed himself.
Before, he almost killed himself, so that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's fine. You know, so...
You know, killing Tommy is almost just like hitting fast forward on a video cassette.
Do you guys... Tommy's so old liver... We got that out of the auction tomorrow for
Tommy's old liver is on the auction tomorrow at 60% off, correct?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you know what? I know you're good at creating voices. Perhaps tomorrow we could interview Tommy's liver.
That might be a plan. An interview with Tommy's liver for the big auction. Well, boys, we just wanted to call back and say the bit was kind of got screwed up on our end, but we love you. We love KCJJ, and keep on doing what you're doing. And Jim, the next time we talk, we're going to put more of the spotlight on you. But welcome aboard, a little belated to the KCJJ family.
He's been there for 2 years.
Okay. All right. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Yeah, God knows what they're doing.
You know what?
They sign out like 2 in the morning
they're
and they go to noon.
Cannon.
There's a very good chance they were just sitting in the office and playing a record. I mean, that might not have even been the radio show right there.
Yeah. So that's those boys.
I feel better about the whole interaction now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The thing about it, I think the first time that I went on that show after Tommy's whole liver thing and he had to leave and take a leave of absence and all that, I may have made a reference to the show as not like the same without Tommy. And you know when you're a new guy and you get somebody say, where's the so-and-so? So-and-so? We've all dealt with that. And that's the way it is. Tommy, once again, looking at his posts, on what was the word that was used? It was another one of those I've cheated death kind of cocky posts.
Really?
That we've experienced with people.
He's amazingly resilient.
He's resilient, but he also has that thing that we have experienced on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen when people come very close to buying the farm, you would think that there would be a little more
not
humility.
Always.
He feels bulletproof.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Behave now. Behave, both of you. The fact is, though, that's just been a surprise to me. You know. Oh, I know what it was.
What's that?
Something like a statement about, you know, it was a year ago today that I did this, and now I'm back, and I'm going to treat myself. I deserve it.
Oh,
that was kind of
that was kind of where that is nice. You cheat death.
No, it's not sweet.
You get a new liver. You deserve it.
And then he unbuttoned his shirt, and there was a big triangle with a red S on it because he's Superman.
Well, no, you know, it's just
backable though.
Rob, let me ask you this: you are trying to dance around this. I'm going to make you take some of the heat.
All right,
here.
Bring it.
Do you find it a little off-putting as well as me?
Every time I see it happen, and as you said, we've seen it more than once.
Yes,
I find it curious.
Right.
Off-putting and also very hard to wrap my head around.
I would think,
and you know what? You can't, there but for the grace of God go I. You can't put yourself in that headspace, but being close to situations that have been very dire before, when I left them, I didn't feel impenetrable. I felt more vulnerable than ever and lucky. Yeah. But I've never been as close to it as he has.
We're all hypocrites.
You know what?
It's
equal time, fair play.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him a hard time. I'm curious. I think you're curious too.
I am.
I love Tommy. I'd love to get Tommy on the show and let's talk to somebody who has really, seriously, somebody we have a real conversation with that has looked death square in the face. This man came within this much of losing his life because of a liver failure, and
right.
I'd love to get a perspective on that. I'd love to talk about that and see, you know, where, because if you remember, and I have quoted this online, Tommy came back after the liver transplant, and this is exactly what he did. He took a selfie video, looked in the camera, and
said, haunts me to this day,
I'm back.
Yeah.
Which is an unusual response for me.
It was a little Gavin-ish.
It was strange.
Yeah,
was it not a little bit strange?
I will contact Tommy today and book him for tomorrow's show, and we will get to the bottom of this and figure out where he's at.
Because we have had, I can say it. We had it with Buzz. Buzz said, didn't we say, Buzz, how do you feel? I feel cocky.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't he say that? I feel cocky after Buzz almost bought the farm.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting.
Great for our ratings as well, though.
It was great. It's all about the ratings, Oscar. That's right. All about the rating. Hopefully, hey, you know, I'll keep you updated on my health profile.
Keep on buying cartons.
That's right.
You can actually, keep on buying cartons. Oh, well, just a brief aside.
Yes.
Yesterday, another bad day. And
Oh, dear.
Another carton.
No. Still have the same one in the bag.
Well, that's all right. But the bag's getting lighter, isn't it, Smokey?
Smokey!
No, I'm stopping.
Smokey!
I'm quitting again.
Again?
Smokey O'Mara.
Well, I don't smoke around the house, and I don't smoke any time outside of being on that golf course, but I have to stop. The only way I'm going to stop is if I play better. So I have to play better, and I'm thinking, even if I'm not playing well, a cigar, perhaps, would be a more reasonable
All of these things
activity,
keep the bugs away, and really, that's what you want to do. Yeah.
That's all. You want to keep the no-see-ins away, Rob. You don't want them to get into your balls. That's the way it is.
As we call them on the Eastern Shore, Mike, non-see-thems.
Non-see-thems.
Listen, we are running super behind, but I will tell you, when we come back, we are going to talk to, we're going to do our mailbag.
Got to do the mailbag.
Get that out of the way, and then we will talk to number one Redskins fan, Go Diego Go, who's just out of his mind about the Skins. There's so much. I don't know if we're going to get to anything on the show today. That's how much we have.
We'll take
a break.
Let's hit stop. Let's quit.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
Yeah. Let's just go home. We'll take a break. Be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode, Jackie the Joke Man Martlin.
I've known for 20 years that Paul McCartney loves dirty jokes. And if he thinks I'm a source of new jokes, he's going to want to hang out with me. And me and Howard have fought about this and fought. Oh, he wouldn't like you. He'd hate you. So we're at the screening for The Big Short. Everybody's there. It's a pretty highfalutin cocktail party. And all of a sudden, Paul and Nancy circle around, and they come walking within 6 inches of my nose. And I just stopped them very gently, and I said, can I tell you a joke? And he said, sure. And I told him this joke. I said, a guy goes to a job interview, and the interviewer says, what do you think is your biggest fool? And the guy says, well, I think my biggest fault is my honesty. And the interviewer says, well, I don't think honesty is the fault. And the guy says, I don't give a f*** what you think.
The Tony Frickin Show.
I still like that act. I've always loved that act. That is a solid act. I would pay to see that act, Jackie the Joke Man. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Scouring my texture app today to check on my iPad and find out in Golf Digest if there's any article about psychological destruction on the golf course.
Couldn't find it. Gotten to that yet. It's not.
But found a lot of swing analysis on there, like the long hitter, the short hitter. I love texture because it's got everything in there. Men's health. Fix your wardrobe with Esquire. They've got the next Bill Gates if you want to download Forbes or Fortune to stay in the know. Texture has everything. Vogue, Sports Illustrated, Vanity Fair, National Geographic. It goes on and on and on. This is the new modern way that we are getting our magazine content.
Yes.
And I love texture, and I know you will too. A lot of our listeners have already experienced it. It's still the best way to read all your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere, because you can read them on your phone or tablet. Tablet or tablet?
Tablet.
Plus, the Texture editorial team recommends stories each day, and their curated collections let me dive deep into my favorite topics. Super easy to use. Just click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to the article. For some reason, to me, it's just graphically more visually appealing than a regular magazine as well. We don't talk about that a lot.
What I love about it is that, a lot of people, it's still tactile. You're still swiping right and everything.
Still do
it's,
that.
It's like holding the magazine.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to put it away when you're done.
Stop wasting paper. Stop wasting money. Get Texture today. And the best part, Texture offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Full access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Take advantage of this offer right now and tackle your New Year's resolution with some serious magazine know-how. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. All right, let's get to it, or we're not going to get to
it
at all.
Do it.
All
right.
It's not about us. It's about you people. It's not about Oscar taking a dump. It's about you.
Thanks, Mike.
It's all about you.
Yesterday. Okay. All right, no. All right, thank you.
Nice.
Yesterday. Yes, thank you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
I like to explore all my vocal registers. What's with the puss? Don't make a face at me. How dare
Yesterday
you?
Yesterday marked the birthday of one of Oscar's biggest fans, Sandra Bolton.
Ooh, Sandra.
She is another year lovelier. Does Oscar have any advice for hot wife, box mom, in her early 40s, Oscar Santana?
Sandra, if you can touch your toes, it's going to cost you twice. Remember that.
What?
You can touch your toes, it's good. Pony is out of his mind. This hat, Pony, you
it
have to explain the joke.
It
doesn't make any sense.
That's so funny.
Okay, all right, good. All right, good. I'm not out there.
Yeah, I felt left out.
Keep it tight.
We'll just let it lie there. Dateline, Mobile, Alabama, Dale Roberts. Hey, Dale Roberts, big supporter of the show. He turns 39 today. Repeat. Dale Roberts turns 39 today.
Did you know that the Alabama song is called Yeah, Alabama?
Oh, Nick Saban is a handsome man with really, really nice hair and tan legs who likes to play golf. He's such a pretty coach.
Anyway. I saw David. This is how weird I am. This is the TV I watch. David Faherty interviewed Nick Saban, head coach of Alabama, on his little golf show.
Was it the Twilight Zone channel?
I know everything there is to know, and Dale will appreciate this. I know everything there is to know about the head coach of the University of Alabama. I know that Nick Saban is from West Virginia.
Oh.
I know that he is passionate about the golf game. He truly loves that. And I know that his little sanctuary where he goes in the offseason is in northern Georgia.
Thank you.
Solid,
so there you go.
Solid stack of bricks.
He moved from West Virginia to Alabama?
No, he became a football coach, and then he got the job at Alabama. He was the coach of Miami.
If you knew... That you wouldn't even joke about.
All right, then I withdraw the remark.
This man is almost as powerful as a president.
Oh, wow. He is truly, he's the highest paid coach in college football, and he also was a pro coach with the Miami Dolphins for 2 years.
So. All right.
There you go. There's a little Nick Saban trivia for you. Doppel birthdays.
Uh-oh. This never happens.
Today is the birthday of Sean Fahey. And it's also the birthday of his little brother, Scott Fahey. Oh, the Faheys. Doppel birthdays from the Faheys. How about that? Isn't it something? Sean would like Rob to request an impression for the ha-ha slot machine. The ha-ha slot machine. Good luck, Rob, and happy birthday, Sean and Scott. So this is a secret to me. We're
Before
see
I
happens.
Pull the handle, I can tell you this. Yes. The one I want is older, but it's always been a favorite, but it is a Doppel impression. All for right. Doppel birthdays.
We'll see
so
what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
I don't approve. I don't know.
Yeah, oh, wait.
Empty. You're going to have to put another pull because I have
get
to know what
machine.
The impression is.
Oh, I
get
thought
another
you
machine.
Said.
Wheel the other machine in here, please.
I thought you wanted to be surprised. The surprise request is this. Raymond.
No, well, hold on a second. Sometimes I don't understand
the
how
machine
that
just
giant
got here.
Cranium that has that brain inside of it works. What did you think? That you would just, you know, I'd say yes and then you'd pop it on me? Is that the way it was
going to
work?
I thought so. I thought it might be fun. But the impression that I'm going to request.
That's not the way the machine works.
Well, this is a new machine. This is a new machine. You know how a lot of times the machines are tied to TV shows or movies?
Right. Oh, I got it.
Yeah,
got
like
it,
there's the Elvis machine, the
got
I Dream
it,
of Jeannie machine. Mike, this is the Everybody Loves Raymond machine.
Okay.
And I would love to talk to Ray Romano and his brother Robert.
Okay, all right. Let's see what happens.
Okay,
let's
I got another happens. Quarter here. Let's drop it in the machine.
Patty Heaton.
Hey, it's a progressive.
Oh, wow, we got one.
Oh, I love it.
I love theme
machines. Here comes Raymond.
Come on, what are you doing? All right. How are you?
Right.
You know, I'm out of the game doing some movies, having a little fun, you know.
You grew your hair out.
I grew my hair out. I grew a beard, you know.
You grew what?
It doesn't matter. I grew a beard, you know. just hanging out, being lazy, you know. Got lucky with a sitcom and just quit.
What about you? But what about your brother?
My brother, what do you mean? The other guy?
Yeah, Robert.
Robert? Well, Robert's in the back room. You want me to go get him?
I'd love it.
Please.
That means I got to get up and walk.
You lazy?
Hold on. All right. Robert, they want you. Robert.
Hello, Mr. Speedway. How are you today?
Robert Barone.
Yes. I'm Robert Barone. I left the applicator tube. It's great to see you. Raymond, you look for me on cartoons everywhere. My voice is used in all the animated features. Happy birthday to me.
There we are. So all nice.
Right. There it is. All right. Brittany Spaulding writes, hey, guys, I really have no earthly idea what I'm doing or should be saying in this message, but I know that my best friend Sheldon, there's a good name you don't hear much of anymore.
Sheldon.
My best friend Sheldon would absolutely love a shout out for his birthday. It was on January 5th. He is such a huge fan of the show. A big happy birthday to him. So happy birthday to Sheldon.
Sheldon. And agree, Mike, that it's best if you don't say that last O. It's just Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Doesn't
Would you like to go to Carnegie Deli and have some pastrami?
All right.
It's my favorite Jewish country singer, Blake Sheldon.
Yeah. Next letter says, hi, fellas. My husband, Emery.
Ooh.
These are great names today.
Hi.
Is a devoted... hey, you know what? I understand there that Emery sits... is really at the top of many major corporations. He's on the board. I'm sorry. Emery board joke.
I'd love to see his file.
Okay. devoted listener of TMOS and is turning 39 on January 13th. I'm hoping you guys can give him some advice for the end of his douchebag 30s. Thanks for Liz Lundberg. I don't really have any advice.
Nexium. Get on Nexium stat.
Yeah, and also
Nexium.
Excedrin.
Can't drink the way you used to drink. Your stomach doesn't agree with it, but if you get in early, you can stave off the pain.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Movie theater last night, 3 beers. Carla, 2 glasses of wine. We woke up today. We might have gone on a weekend bender for the way we felt at 5:30.
The lost weekend?
Yeah, it gets worse and worse, Emery, so be aware of that. Hello, TMOS. For the first time since I started listening to your show, which was the 45th episode or so, I have a birthday request. My birthday is January 7th. I hope I am sending this early. And, well, you're sending it on the perfect day. It's in the mailbag. Well, it is. And I don't want to take the spin on the impression machine. I don't even want a birthday song. All I want is to say thank you for doing what you do. The show has been a welcome distraction from the tough times life can create. I love the people that send that.
Nice stuff.
You know, it doesn't get old, folks, so thank you for sharing that. It really makes our day. And the laughs and good times on the show are the one thing I look forward to on work days. I love to hear that. Thanks to TMOS, my long commutes feel like only a few minutes. Thanks again from Toronto, Canada.
Boo! Matt. Boo!
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
How dare you.
Jesus.
You know
that
what he's doing?
A sweet letter.
The whole thing is to make you trust him, and then he attacks.
Well, your theory is they're massing on the border because they want to attack. No.
99% of all Canadians live within a three-minute walk of the U.S. border.
Because
that's a fact.
It's warmer. Anyway, Matt Croce, thank you. That's very sweet. Next letter. Guys, I bought the bonus show over the holidays to get my TMOS fix, and it did not disappoint. Thanks. My wife, on the other hand, had a very disappointing birthday on January 3rd. I think it had to do with the holiday hangover. Being up and happy for 2 weeks solid takes a toll on people. Amen, bro.
Tell me about it.
Tell you that. But one thing that never disappoints is the TMOS traditional birthday song. So if you could sing it and dedicate it to Joanne Pospickle.
Joanne.
Pospickle.
Joanne Pospickle. I know it will brighten her week. Thanks for all the laughs, Douglas. All right, for Joanne, 1, 2, 3.
Pickle!
Happy birthday. Thank you. Moving right along. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
18 years ago this week, I made the greatest single bestest decision of my life when I married my best friend. Hey, this sounds like a Facebook post.
That's sweet.
Sure does.
18 years ago this week, somebody came into my life that was so incredibly special. I could not believe how it... Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm mocking it.
How dare you.
Anyway. I'll start again.
Please.
Hello there. 18 years ago this week, I made the greatest single best decision of my life when I married my best friend, my greatest ally, and my closest confidant, Genevieve.
Oh, he's very nice.
Please, can we get a happy anniversary greeting from cousin Luigi? That would make both our days. Keep bringing the funny Tim Ellerby. Well, let's spin the machine and see what happens. Loving man with that sweet little to your wife. Goose egg, goose egg, goose egg. The answer is no.
Oh, dang.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're already too happy with your lovely wife, Genevieve. So you do not get cousin Luigi. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
If they're too in love, they get nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, because it was like those Facebook... It was Pony, am I right? Was it like
absolutely.
Was it like those Facebook posts that we all hate to read? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, gang, next letter. I love the show, and I've been a listener since the early days. My birthday was January 1st, and I turned the magical age of 45. Any chance that I could get a shout-out to me? All the best to you, and here's another great year of TMOS in 2016. Chris Macbeth. Chris, there's your shout-out.
There you
How
go.
About that?
Here,
all
here.
Right?
Don't ever say your name in a theater.
That's right. Hey, guys, to be or not. Hey, guys, I hope that your holiday season was great. My son, Asa. Hey, you don't hear Asa anyway. That's
Do you
cool
remember
name.
Asa Buchanan from One Life to Live?
That's
Asa
a
Bass?
Great name.
It
Asa is.
Is
a fantastic
Asa
name.
Asa O'Mara.
Asa.
He turns 3 on January 8th. He's pretty mature for his age, right near Michael's age. And I think it might be time for the talk.
Ooh.
What talk?
Ooh,
what?
The talk.
The talk.
What, the talk at 3? However, I feel that he deserves someone better than his lame old dad. Is he talking about the facts of life at 3?
Or maybe he's going to let him watch the show with Sharon Osbourne.
Don't.
Would
kids.
It be possible for a sex boy to explain how babies... No, I'm not doing that. What is... Adam Harvey, what is wrong with
Mike,
you?
No, Mike, it's the stork. It's a stork story.
Yeah, maybe. Or, you know, the Cabbage Patch.
Or the
veto. No spinning of the wheel. What we are vetoing that.
Aww.
That is sick.
I was hoping that SB would come by because we haven't heard from
that
him in a
long
time.
That is not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Oh.
Somebody call me.
Hey, sex boy.
Sex boy. I'm not going to say anything to a 3-year-old because we're going to get in trouble, but I will say everybody for 2016 have more sex.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Such a big voice.
Still, there we go.
Still it's, don't, sex don't boy. Understand.
Well, there's not much to understand. You know what we should have asked Sex Boy about?
What's that?
Is that if you touch your toes, you get two more free.
Yeah.
Or whatever the thing is that you
say. Hey, 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 hey.
Next letter comes to us. This is a last minute one. I realize I'm cutting this close, but if you could wish my beautiful and pregnant wife, ooh, Sarah Redding, a happy birthday, that's today, that would be great. Isn't this great?
You know what's great? People that send in birthday requests at 2 a.m. and say, I know I'm cutting it close.
Well, oh, he's a sweet fan.
Yes.
And I guess she's the big fan. She bought me the bonus. No, he is. She bought me the bonus show for Christmas, and this is a loyal P1. If anyone has any advice for her as a soon-to-be mother, that would be great, too, from Nicholas Redding. So, well, we've got our number one chief advice giver that we kicked it to earlier in the show. Might as well do it again. Oscar Santana for pregnant Sarah Redding. Do you have any birthday advice for this
happy
with
birthday,
child,
Sarah. That said, know this. There's something called baby weight. And as you know, people say, oh, it's so hard to get the baby weight off. Oh, it's so tough. And it's really not. You have to get out there and work hard and get it off. Because okay, once the little human body comes out of you, you don't have to carry that weight anymore.
That's sweet. So that's happy birthday. Lovely. I'm
just
sure that made her feel really, really
that
good.
Is
thank
very
you.
Nice.
Moving right along. Hello, my friends. Many TMOS listeners have used the show to get themselves through a difficult time. Here's one more story. Is this heavy?
It's very sweet, Mike. You're going to
baby weight heavy.
Are we going to keep the cartoon?
The music is okay for
Tony
this,
Perkins,
yeah.
Gary Stein music in the back?
The music is fine for this, yes.
All right. Since before Thanksgiving, my two children, who I love dearly, have tag-teamed and double-teamed me with their germs, illnesses, malaise, etc., and have left me an overtired, miserable, strep-infected, snot-filled mess. Then, to add insult to injury, my wife started Christmas shopping for me on the 20-something of December and gave me socks and underwear for Christmas.
That is rough.
I, on the other hand, did my shopping by clicking on the Amazon tab at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Thank you.
Nothing seemed to get me through this suckfest. Antibiotics, over-the-counter meds, scotch, nothing. But what finally cured my ills was purchasing a yearly subscription to the TMOS bonus show and listening to the back episodes with vigor. Now, I am a happy, healthy, and de-fucking lighted. I am happy, healthy, and de-effing lighted to get the kids the hell out of the house and back to school. So happy birthday to me on Christmas Eve, and thank God Rob's father is all right and back on Facebook. We all missed HBS. Yours in Christ, Chris Pontani from Claymont, Delaware. Start the show, you hungry.
All righty.
Actually, we already started the
we
show,
did.
So we put the mail back away. I read everything that's written in front of me. I have it for people in my, from Ernie Anderson to Don Geronimo to Mike O'Mara. That's the way it goes.
It's time to start the show.
Read what's on the page all the time. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. And I want to talk a little. There's so much I want to talk about.
I know.
I got to get my movie reviews in.
All right,
I will
please,
tell you about
please.
My experience of the movies when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about Headspace. I'm going to use Headspace specifically to relax before I get out there and try to stress myself
that'll
out.
That'll fix your golf game. Yeah.
I hope so. Fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, they all begin in your head, but they can wreak havoc on your life. It doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day. It's called Guided Meditation. It's a brand new advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. Guided Meditation with the new Headspace app. Remember that name, Headspace. It's a meditation app that makes meditation simple. It's like a gym membership for your mind. It's guided meditations that you listen to anytime it's convenient for you. It's rooted in just thousands of years of tradition. You've heard about
sure.
meditation and what it does for people. And you can improve your anxiety level. You can take away your stress. Join 4 million users that are already getting some Headspace for free right now. That's right. It is free. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 free days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. That Headspace app Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. All right. Got to get the movies in.
Now, this is curious. You sometimes go months without seeing a movie in a theater, and now you're living at the theater.
This is a tale of two movie experiences. I will tell you that both the films that I saw are just about a push. Actually, quite satisfied with both films. Enjoyed both of them thoroughly. Yeah. It's the theatrical experience. I can give you the bad, or I can give you the good.
Will you answer one question about the movie?
Yes.
Do the chipmunks finally get to their destination?
Nope. They all get crushed in a crush video.
That is so hot. The last scene is David Seville scraping his shoes.
No, that's not true. No, it's not David Seville. It's a clown.
It's a
generic clown. Looks like Pennywise.
Nice. Yes.
All right. So I'll give you the good first. We went to see Concussion last night, the Will Smith movie. And I recommend everybody take a look at it because, as we go into this this season, I think, we're very excited. Oscar, did you want to talk about our guest that we're going to have on next week?
Confirmed Tuesday morning, Dominique Foxworth, friend of the show, personal friend of, I think, all of ours, really, at this point,
right? Yeah, sure.
A former NFLPA president. He had a great piece in the USA Today about the movie and his perspective.
Right. Incredible piece.
So we'll be able to talk to him about that article and also... Not just the movie itself, because we're going this weekend to catch up on it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see it last
talk
night.
To Fox and get him on there. And I've got a million questions about it. I will talk in detail about the film and what Dominique's take is when we get him on the show. And it's a thinking film. It's not a happy, happy, joy, joy. It falls in line with a lot of theories I have about the way we live as Americans today. And as I said... I don't get nearly as political as I used to get on the show. I will tell you this, though. This is not a political statement. We need to open our eyes in this country. We really do. We need to pay attention to the stuff that's important. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I truly don't. But the fact is that, when it comes to life and death matters where people are dying, I think it's important for all of us just to really not bury our head in the sand. The things that are important, it seems, if you pay attention to the news media and that magic box that we all love so bad, the things that are important to us are all fluff and crap and not relevant. And as we are sleeping our way through our lives and accepting what is spoon-fed to us, things are happening, bad things are happening. And if we don't wake up, I really, truly believe we're going to be in a situation where we're going to be in a world of hurt. And I'm not talking about depression hurt. I'm not talking about financial hurt. I'm talking about the fact that we are going to sleepwalk our lives into situations that we're going to be saying, how did that happen?
And why did that happen?
God, or why did that happen?
Right.
Just pay attention, people. There's a lot of bad crap going around that people don't pay attention to. The Concussion movie is about just that. As far as I was concerned.
That people, I watched the trailer again yesterday because I spoke with Dominique briefly and I said, I really got to get to the theater this weekend to see this because we're going to have him on. And Mike had mentioned to him he was going last night. And I sat there and, I read Fox's article once again and I said, man, you really don't know what the way people will react once they have all the facts. And even when they have the facts, you hope. At least I believe that the right things will be done, but they're not always done.
No. Well, it will be, it may, to the people that are disinterested parties, Oscar,
yes.
You may be right about that, but to the interested parties, truly, and this movie sort of shows that, they will not react the proper way, nor have they reacted the proper way, nor have they done nearly enough to help this situation. They've done stuff because they had to. They had no choice. I have been on the other side of this. I have been in the lawyers' offices. I have been in the spin rooms. I have. It's not the same as life and death, but it's spinning the narrative in order to
protect,
minimize the damage that can be caused. I've been there. I know how it works.
And when you say damage, you don't mean health damage. You mean damage to the product.
Yeah,
the financial viability.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You get suits in New York in a big room, and they come up with ideas as to how they can maintain that bottom line. And that exists in the world of, in so many different worlds. You can start with cigarette companies, and you can move right through the NFL. And it's just corporate America. Yeah. It is. And you don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat to know that's
true. Not political.
No, it's
everybody's
not.
Look what's happening right now in Flint, Michigan, right?
Right.
So the water issue is, there's lead in their water.
They are drinking poison in Flint, Michigan. They are drinking. People have
it's
died
2016.
And gotten sick.
It's 2016, and they knew about this problem for years now, it feels
exactly.
like.
Exactly. It's some of the worst corporate malfeasance that you will ever
finally
see.
Finally coming to light.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it sucks. So I'm just saying, open your eyes. Please open your eyes. We're getting dumber. We're getting less concerned. And we care about what Kim Kardashian's ass looks like on Twitter. We're not paying attention to the real
important
stuff.
The ass shots are fun.
Stuff.
Do you think that her ass has anything to do with the water in Flint?
Maybe.
The runoff.
Thank you. That's when the boys get me back on track. So, that's it. That's all I'll say on that. That's
fertilizer.
My little speech for today. Fertilizer, runoff.
There's a lot of algae.
Boy, what are you growing here? Anyway, the best experience of my life in a theater. We went to one of those. Now, look, I know they're all over the country, and I know it's nothing new, but I hadn't been to one where you go in, and it's the best theater seat I've ever been in. They you buy the ticket. They give you the assigned seat.
Love
do
that.
They do that at Alamo? Do they do that
that's
thing at Alamo?
That's exclusively what they do there.
No, okay, Alamo, so if you pre-buy, when you buy tickets when you get in there, I don't think they assign a seat, do they?
They give you assigned seats.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Cobb.
Yes.
Forgive me. Yeah, Alamo is all
Mike, you would have had that same experience, but you got there late and your phone was on.
That's the same kind of place.
Yes.
But this was better seats. Fully reclining seats,
yes.
Which was amazing. And, you know, it was the food and drink stuff. It was just the most comfortable
table service. Did they bring it to you?
No, they did. That's one thing they did not have. They did not. And, you know, I'm okay with that. I don't dig the table service when I'm in there. I'd rather get my stuff and bring it in. You know what they let me bring in?
What?
A bucket. Could have put as many beers in there as I want. I brought three. I drank three beers during the movie.
God, are you not in Virginia? I tried to buy two beers when I saw Star Wars, and they looked at me like I was from the cantina.
Well, the thing is, most of the theaters now, because of their little ruley rules, will say, you know, I went into a theater for the other movie I'll talk about, and they also served beer, grabbed me a little Michelob Ultra, and they gave me a wristband. They gave me a wristband and said, you can only get one at a time.
Said alcoholic.
I grabbed a beer and I said, F it. You know, I'm just give me one. I'll be good. But this was, it's once again being treated like a grown-up.
What's it called?
I think it's Prado, maybe Prado's.
Silverware Prado.
Is it in Fort Myers?
It's in Bonita. It's down in Bonita.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. And just the staff was friendly, cool. It was just a very, very pleasant experience. Now, on to, and that was the movie Concussion.
I thoroughly enjoyed it last night.
I give a big thumbs up for that movie. I liked it. The other night, the same place where they gave me the wristband, I went to see The Hateful Eight, Quentin
Tarantino
movie.
Film.
A thumbs up to that. And went by myself because Mrs. O'Mara is not a Tarantino fan, does not like the blood and guts, completely understand that. She said, why don't you go at the 8 o'clock show? I'm going to talk to my mom and turn in early. I'm like, I'm down there. I did a solo movie. Don't do them very often, but I really, really wanted to see the Hateful
Getting
Eight.
Getting a lot of pub.
Yeah.
And The Hateful Eight is, I don't want to say a classic Tarantino film, but it's a Tarantino film that he's made better. He's made worse. That's all I'll say. Let me ask you this.
Yeah. I watched a lot of clips yesterday because I was building a show open around it. And it looks like the dialogue and the action are fantastic. And you can
the dialogue is not fantastic.
Really? Because the clips
opinion,
that they put up had some fine dialogue.
The action is okay. It was just, I don't know. It was different. But it's still a Tarantino film. A mediocre Quentin Tarantino film for me is far better
stuff.
Than most of the crap that I see. So, yeah. But let me tell you something. If you're going to go see this movie, hyperviolence is the deal with Tarantino. That okay. is truly the deal. And if you're not prepared for that, you're going to be, you know, no going in, you're going to see that. If you've seen Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, any of those movies, that's the way it is. So
okay.
this is my little dilemma. Sit down and get my... I have moved from being an aisle sitter. This might have a weight thing to do with it. I've moved from being an aisle sitter to now I do like to be center of the theater like most people
like
do.
Like eighth row center is ideal?
About eighth row center, that's where I like to camp out. I dig it. I enjoy that. So when Mrs. O'Mara gave me the free pass, I was seriously out of there like you know, like a lightning bolt, and got down super early and had literally the theater to myself. So I camp out eighth row center, and people slowly but surely start to pop into the theater.
Trickle
it's pretty
in.
Crowded, yeah. and they start trickling in, and it's true what they say, that people will gather in that little box in the middle. That's where people yeah. like to see their movies. I'm fine with that.
It's a sweet
and there
spot.
Were some, there are people on my right in the same row. There are people on my left. There was a row in back of me that was full. And then the people came in front of me. Now, I will not be able to tell you there was a loud talker down in the front row left, but he stopped after the previews of coming attractions. Fine with that. It was okay. silent. And I can't tell you what direction this came from. But one quarter into the movie, I start to smell sick breath.
Oh, no.
Do you know the breath I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know, cold breath.
I've had
sick
it.
Breath.
Yeah.
Breath that is, yes, it stinks, and it's somebody that's not tending to their mouth properly.
Oh.
But it is also, if you're smelling it, your sensation is that you are literally bringing
illness,
a virus into your body.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I got this little whiff. Like right about a quarter into the movie, and then steadily, I will never be able to tell you whether it came from behind me, in front of me, right or left. I can't tell. Steadily, you know, I guess as the movie continued,
that is the worst thing you have
more
ever said,
and more overbearing. It
gross.
Was by the end of the movie, I was just like, and then right before the movie was over, I heard the hack fest, and it was the douche. It was the douche right in front of me,
man.
Dead in front of me. He's going, and I knew. Yeah. You've got your illness. Yeah, thank you, Captain Selfish, for bringing your death grip.
Don't go to the movies or anywhere public. How about that?
It's
yeah, how
so
about
gross.
Stay home.
Yeah,
it's so gross. And look, it could have been virus breath, but I think it was virus breath with maybe a little Korean food on the side.
Oh,
sure.
That's a different animal.
Going. Tried to sweat
that's
it out, did he?
You don't feed a cold that way.
That's right.
It was so
But you
nasty.
Know what's really horrifying about that to me is if he was in front of you, it was making some sort of arc to come back
yeah.
at you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
oh,
imagine
wow.
being
like
next
going,
to that guy?
Like it's going over the wing of an
yeah,
airplane.
Yeah, exactly. When you see those tests, and they've
yeah.
got like the little stream
smoke trail,
of smoke.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. yeah. There's right. a chemtrail in the theater.
There's,
all I know is he's probably getting into his...
right to Mike.
Oh, God.
He was probably getting in his car afterwards. Did he enjoy the movie? I'm not that big a Quentin Tarantino fan.
But the amazing thing breath. Is after both movies, you still felt worse after the one where you had three beers.
Yes, this is true.
I know.
I can't
Life is
anymore.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, the one, I'll tell you, that one, that little fancy theater. How much is it for an average movie ticket? Because it costs
12 or 15, right?
It costs $28 to get into this. So it's regular
yeah,
price
you go,
for
IMAX,
two, right?
IMAX is
yeah,
20,
for two.
21.
Yeah, but in a 3D, they'll
yeah,
boost 3D. It. But like, you know,
all right, so it was
bucks.
28.
Yeah.
It was
not
28
bad.
Bucks for the two of us. That's not bad.
For
so
Florida,
it's the same
though.
Thing.
Florida. That's hot.
Well, what do you think? You think we're going to sit there? Yeah, it's Florida, Oscar. That's exactly yeah. what it is. So down here, it's like, what's your average price in D.C. for a movie? Oh, usually $15 is what we play. Oh, what's it down in Florida? Let me just check here. Oh, okay. That's $2. That's a nickel. Why don't you go in and see the Victrola for a nickel? What did Thomas Edison?
20% less.
You have time to go by the snack bar for a phosphate.
Yes, have a phosphate soda.
Phosphate.
That's delicious. Would you like some hard candy? Yeah, all right, man.
Butterscotch discs.
So, anyway, don't be sick and go to the movie and breathe.
No, I
Thank
hear
you
that.
Very much. And both movies, though, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. I can
nice.
Both
Worth
up.
The dollar.
Yeah.
Good
Hate,
stuff.
Hateful Eight and Concussion, fantastic. And when we get Fox on next week, I'll talk about the fact that coincidence that... Concussion, the anti-NFL movie, happened to open against Star Wars. You think that's an accident? I don't, because I'm thinking. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Podcasts are great, but with all the podcasts out there, how do you choose? Let me recommend for your listening pleasure, Cake and Cookies. It's hosted by Katie Forbes Von Herman and my dad, Rob Spiewak. I like it because it's family-friendly, and they never use words like fuck, head, bullshit, son of a bitch, and they never say go fuck yourself, because kids don't need that kind of filth in their life. Cake and Cookies, every Wednesday at MikeO'MaraShow.com, a part of More Broadcasting.
My boy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. We love ZipRecruiter. You will love ZipRecruiter as well. And we've got listeners that have told us how well it worked for them, including the doctor that hired two physician's assistants through ZipRecruiter, and it worked beautifully. I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in only one place is not the way to find the quality candidates you need. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to over 100 job sites with a single click and be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million resumes.
Wow.
Just one post, and you can check it out. In 24 hours, the candidates will appear in ZipRecruiter's little easy-to-use interface that they have. The clients say this has really changed their lives. They've gotten access to the best people from around the country, and it's been used by over 400,000 businesses. You can try it right now and do it absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter right now for free. It's fantastic. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. You can try it for free right now. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And get ready to see what kind of candidate you can put in your office building or your job when you have 6 million resumes to choose from. It's the perfect candidate for you at ZipRecruiter.com. So try it today, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
As expected, Star Wars The Force Awakens has surpassed Avatar to become the highest-grossing movie in U.S. history.
Better movie, too.
At least that's what Disney said, although they didn't provide a total. Avatar made $760.5 million domestically in over 7 months in theaters. Star Wars passed it yesterday after just 20 days.
That's the thing that is so crazy, is how fast it did it.
Yep, and the numbers have not been adjusted for inflation. If they were, The Force Awakens would only be the 21st movie, and the top three, if they were adjusted for inflation,
right.
Would you like to know what they would be?
Can I guess one of them? Is Gone with the Wind still in the top three?
Number one.
Is it really still?
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Gone with the Wind, the original Star Wars, the original one, and The Sound of Music are the top three. Adjusted for inflation, they both grossed about $800 or $900. That's it.
Florida dollars.
I love to adjust things for inflation. I've got my own calculator. For anyone who thinks you can't find a quality match on a dating app, there's this. That's how a Chicago furniture designer named Ben Hanisch hooked up with Amy... Ben Hanisch hooked up with Amy Schumer.
Oh, that's right.
Friends say they met on this website, Bumble. Do you know that one,
Oscar? Yeah. Bumble.
Bumble's bounce, right?
There's something flawed about Bumble, because Bumble only allows the woman to actually give the first interaction so she can respond to the guy. So you can tell her, like, hey, I'm interested in boning you, but you can't start a conversation unless she's interested.
You know,
I know is that if I was on Bumble, the only candidate I would choose would be Candidate B.
Tinder's still the way to go if you really want to get it on.
That's right.
With Amy, what were you going to say about it, Rob Spiewak?
I thought they met because she hired him to reinforce her couch.
She's not that big. She's not that
big.
She's just a little gross.
I don't think she's even big.
She's not.
I think she's just kind of gross.
Really?
I'm not.
She's graphic.
You know what? I'm old-fashioned in that way. Believe it or not, Mr. Shock Jockery occasionally. It just kind of... You know, look, I know that
you don't like the poop jokes from a woman.
She's so funny, though.
She's funny, yeah. Anyway, this guy isn't some Archie schlub. He's a furniture guy. He used to be a design consultant for HGTV, and the furniture he's making now is apparently pretty high-end, and that's
cool.
How she found him online. So there's hope for everybody. Time to make you feel old and remind you that you're going to die someday, probably sooner than you think. Here are 10 things.
Thank you.
that celebrate their 10th anniversaries in 2016. You ready for them?
Sure.
Justin Timberlake's Future Sex Love Sounds album.
Oh, wow.
Who gives a rat's ass about
that's
that?
The sexy back album.
Yeah, that's a killer album.
Great record.
10
years?
The one where he brought the sexy. 10
feels
years,
like
yes.
2 years ago.
Yeah, it does.
Man.
You know what else is 10 years old? Hannah Montana.
Oh,
she. Whatever happened to her?
Yeah.
The CW. That's 10 years old.
Oh, I remember when that happened.
Still waiting on a hit show.
I said, what? Yep. Where's Captain 20?
Now here's one.
Romper Room.
This is where these are where these lists are completely contrived.
Okay.
Step Up, the movie that hooked up Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan in real life.
A cultural movement.
Yeah, but you know what? That does not seem like 10 years ago either.
No, it doesn't. No. And
number
he's
five
aged
is
so well.
High School Musical.
You know what? I was in the eye of that
the depths,
storm,
right?
Oh, because Julia loved the High School.
Diego
Musical.
Was into it as well.
That's right.
Some of those are 10-year-old shows. Anyway, number six is Amy Winehouse's Back to Black album. That's 10 years old. That's
wow.
sad.
It feels like 50.
Yeah, looks like 50.
Everyone 13 and over with a valid email address being allowed on Facebook. That's 10 years old. That's kind of jive, too, I think. Number eight, Penis Gummy Aficionado Suri Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't 10 years ago that she had the penis gummies.
No.
But she's 10 years
yeah,
old
she's
now.
She's 10 years old.
It was
old.
About 5 years ago when she was eating the penis-shaped gummy candies.
Which I thought was a strange story to report.
Yeah, I didn't
very
care
strange,
for it.
And I feel dirty for even saying
thank
it here.
You,
number nine, the Pirates of the Caribbean sequel, Dead Man's Chest. The sequel is 10 years old.
Wow.
And the book, Eat, Pray, Love. Remember that with Julie?
Oh,
they
everybody
made a movie
was going to India?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Elizabeth Gilbert's book, so those are...
Wasn't the same old. When they got there, let me tell you.
No, all different.
By the way, if you're my age, you're so out of touch with pop culture that doesn't make you feel old because you don't know half the crap. over the holidays, Mike Tyson's wife posted a video of him wiping out on one of those hoverboards that everybody's talking about. Even though they really don't hover, they just roll along the floor. Mike says... He had to go to the doctor and was ordered to spend 7 days in bed, and he's done with hoverboards or whatever you want to call them. He told TMZ, quote,
I'm never riding that board again. It's not for me. I don't like that board. I don't like the hoverboard. I don't like it. It's crap. It's crap. That hoverboard, bitch. That hoverboard's crap. Bitch.
Now, the hoverboard, Mike, did you have to go to the hospital when you fell off it?
Yes, I went to the hospital.
Did you see anything there?
Yes, he got showered and he got rectum.
Oh, nothing to do. That's the old Mike Tyson quote.
Throwback Thursday.
Ken Griffey Jr., not Giffey, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza have been elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It was Jr.'s first time in the ballot.
Junior!
But he expected him to walk in, and he did. He received 99.3% of the votes, or 437 out of 440. I'd love to know those three guys, those three bitter douches that didn't vote for him. That's a new record. The previous best was Tom Seaver. In 1992, he got 98.84%. Griffey was also one of the few sluggers during the steroid era who was never connected to performance-enhancing drugs. For Piazza, it was his fourth time on the ballot. Last year, he came close to the required 75%, but he was 28 votes short. This year, he made it. So, Mike Piazza, hey, Mets fans and other
good
fans,
stuff.
He's gonna be
Griffey
going
Jr.,
in there.
Though, throughout his career and growing up, I was a big fan, right?
Right.
That's the type of ball player, and I imagine if you had kids, you want to look up to, because you sit there and you're like, man, look what he's doing. Look what he's doing.
Yeah, and it's a shame that he never played for more winning teams because he was a legitimate megastar. Now a little something-something. Two Pizza Hut employees in Cypress, California, apparently rang in the new year, not with a gong, but with a bong.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Video uploaded to LiveLeak.com shows a dank happy duo taking huge rips off a foot-long water pipe on New Year's Eve.
Look at Adrian's smile. He loves
there
this
he is.
Story.
He's liking this, yeah. At one point, a woman asks about her coworker, did he take a good hit?
Oh.
Another worker takes a hit and twirls around with the bong before giving it back to the person filming it on his phone. Although pizza is very popular with stoners, Pizza Hut apparently doesn't like the idea of employees getting baked while baking pizzas. The bong-huffing employees have not been identified, but after the video went viral, they were fired.
Oh.
That's according to Eater.com. Oh, and if you happen to be a stoner, there is no better website than Eater.com. I'm so stoked. Where can we get the chicken fingers? Oh, go to eater.com, Mom. That's where they are. Oh, check it out. Eater.com.
Eater.
We'll take a break and come back with more Rob's Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hey, Rob, whatever happened with that Last Comic Standing audition?
I turned them down.
You also auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I got it, but it just didn't feel right for me, so I said no.
Well, what's happening with the regulars?
I'm pretty sure it's in development, maybe.
Well, I'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend.
Well, that's good. You headlining?
No, I'm just hanging out, seeing a show.
All right, we're successful. Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week, robandjoeshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Well, they might not be headlining, but they have the attitudes of seasoned superstars.
Oh, stars! Yeah.
Rob and Joe, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. 2016 is here, out with the old and in with the new.
New.
Auld Lang Syne. What does Auld Lang Syne mean, Rob?
Auld means old.
Old.
But, yeah, I think it just means, let's let the past be the past and look forward.
Nice. Yep.
Doesn't have anything to do with Tommy Lang?
No. Nah. It doesn't. Just, or sine curves.
He's been featured today. Hey, Amazon's what we're talking about.
Yes.
We want you to go through our Amazon page. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon to do all your online shopping, or you can click the Amazon button on our website or use the little shopping cart that's on the app if you've got it on your phone. It really is the number one way to help us, and you've done your bit. Well, have we found out whether they did their bit at Christmas time yet, Oscar? Have we gotten the results
those
in?
Those numbers come in next week.
Okay, so we don't have your report card yet. Yeah. So why don't you take advantage of some of those post-holiday sales and go through the Mike O'Meara Show website? Yeah. Think
do
you
it.
Can do that?
Use
do
your
oh, by
cards.
The way, Bruce Dern is in the Hateful Eight, so he would say
is
that.
Is he really?
Yeah. He plays a Confederate general.
Right. Wow, how does he look?
I guess Mr. Sam Jackson is going to do a shoot 'em up western movie, isn't he?
Anyway, go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. It's that simple. It means the world to us. And happy new year, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, January 7th, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, let's look at the news.
2016년 1월 6일 10시.
Did you like that I posted her on your page?
I watched it. I had a little personal moment with her.
Oh.
Did you love that halfway through they just did like a 4-second cutaway of Dear Leader and then nothing else? Anyway,
have you seen the video of Dear Leader walking along the military line and they all cry when they meet him?
Mm-hmm. I think I'd cry too.
No, they he's shaking hands and he's like blowing them off and they're all going, Dear Leader.
Oh. Also, that announcement. It's with all that technology that they allegedly have.
Right. I know, they're just
there's
hacks.
No teleprompter.
No, right.
She's got a piece of paper in front of her.
Well, they put all the teleprompter money into hydrogen.
They may have a hydrogen bomb, but the only way they would get it over here is if it like was allowed into San Francisco Bay on like a wooden barge.
Yeah, like a fireworks barge.
Like a fireworks barge with a tugboat. With a North Korean tugboat. That's the way. I am not afraid of North Korea.
I think their hydrogen bomb is going to look like the time machine in Napoleon Dynamite. Do you have the crystals? All right. I know Absolutely. We all love when babies laugh. This is a very curious video. The mom has flashcards of animals, okay, like zebra, alligator, but the kid only laughs at one animal, and he's consistent. The boy likes his donkeys.
Donkey? Why is that so funny? Kangaroo?
Nothing.
Donkey? Why is donkey so funny? Turtle? Goose?
Oh.
Donkey?
So that kid was burning up the internet yesterday.
It sounded at the beginning like the mother might have been wearing like a spandex suit or something.
That's what he's laughing at. All right, so last week or a couple days ago, Conan O'Brien had the band on 5 Seconds of Summer, and they're relatively hot right now. They're on the
Great
cover
band.
Of the current Rolling Stone, and they premiered their new song called Hey Everybody. See if this sounds familiar to you. Don't have your rent, and it's the first of the month. Oh, your bank account has got into Perhaps you remember when it was when it was Duran Duran.
Oh, what the hell? What the hell? Really? What is that?
It was so close that before they released it, they actually gave Duran Duran co-writing credit.
They had to.
I don't know if they knew when they were writing it that it was the same.
But it's crap. Is that where we are now that they get away with that garbage?
But, Mike, you know what's fun?
Garbage.
Is if you listen to both of them at the same time. Same record.
It was so close. It's the same.
Okay, so it's not, but it's not sampling. It's not like a rap record.
No, it's like, you know, sometimes there are coincidences in music, and it happened once to the Rolling Stones where they found out when they released their song, it was on the Bridges to Babylon album, I think, that was essentially a K.D. Lang record, mm-hmm. and they didn't want to recut it, so they gave her co-authorship. But that one is so specifically close. I can't imagine that was an accident.
Duran Duran gets some cash
now. Oh, yeah. Oh, right, yeah, go. They do. They do indeed.
But, you know, even though they settle it up legally, it's just too weird for
it
me.
It is weird.
Know?
And I can't imagine what road they would take to think, hey, this is how we want to
score
our next record.
And I would assume it's going to affect their trajectory to a certain extent.
They're on the moon right now.
Yeah, they're sizzling.
Really?
Right, yeah, they're on the moon.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Of course they are.
Last night, I absolutely, you know, appointment television for me, not just the People's Choice Awards, Mike, but the People's Choice Awards hosted by Jane Lynch. So I know you were there.
I swear to God, I'm sorry.
There was only one great moment, and it was because it wasn't planned. The show, The Voice. The Talk. The Talk is the one with Sharon Osbourne and Julie Chen, and that's the one.
Shocker, they won an award.
I know. How about people love them? People love them, and so they're up there accepting Best Show or whatever. And a guy just walks on the stage and starts promoting his album.
Oh my God!
Live television. Check this out.
This is amazing. I think we think of ourselves as kind of the oddballs of TV, or we say we're like a motley crew.
My name is Ricardo Castillo. Shout out to Kevin Gates, Isla album. Yeezy jumped over the jump, man. Yes, sir.
I'm here. You ain't gonna pull no Steve Harvey up in here. No, sir.
Okay, now that's a nice attempt at a cover, but that's really nothing to do with Steve Harvey.
So funny. Yeah.
But hold on, let's go back to the clip, please.
Security. Back to your speech, girl.
I was just going to say, I think that we feel like we are the motley crew of misfits.
but that guy is not in our club.
No.
Back
to your speech, girl.
I think that I'd like to... I'm the weak white girl on the panel.
Yeah, back to... Get off the stage. You keep talking. Keep talking right now.
I'm really happy that we're doing this.
Jesus.
The proper save would have been... Don't Kanye me up here.
Yeah,
not Steve Harvey.
Well, yeah, Steve Harvey got the winner wrong in the Miss Universe pattern. That's all he did.
Just, again, for context, do you think, I would be scared if I'm up there and somebody just walks up.
Like, yeah,
not next to that lady who's on the talk, because she she basically manhandled the guy that did it. And then,
I didn't see the
and
video.
And then Sharon
Osbourne
kicked him in the ass.
Yeah.
So. But then the one from the Roseanne show, isn't that
Sarah
the
Gilbert?
Girl?
Yeah.
Sarah Gilbert gets up and says, like,
we really
And what was so great is that whole thing that was so off-putting, they got right back on script. We consider ourselves the oddballs up here. So anyway.
That's the worst choice. Is that not officially the worst award show of the award season?
Actually,
absolutely.
Mike, the people voted it the worst award show of the award season. All right. Oh, and a warning to all you that watch too much porn.
New study came out, found that the more porn a man watches, the less motivation he has. The more porn a man watches, the less motivation he has. Yeah. I was going to read more about the study, but for some reason I didn't feel like it.
Lost interest. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
And I'm here to announce, ladies and gentlemen, bad news. Oscar will not be finishing his MBA.
I'm the outlier.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Correspond with us at TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And we had some great letters and birthday requests today. Send anything like that to Rob with two Vs at MikeOmaraShow.com. Don't forget our Amazon page. We truly appreciate that, too. MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Or just click that little shopping cart on our app. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Donkey.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.